Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This kind of kicked things off for us earlier this week. Rachel wrote in from Highlands Ranch. She says, Jeremy, I have a question for you. Is your teenager annoying you with this dumb phrase, or is it just mine? My middle school son has started saying the phrase 6'7".
Ugh.
I have no clue what it means. She says, I'll ask, how was school? 6'7". I'll tell him that dinner's ready. 6'7". I'll ask him to, hey, can you take out the trash? And she wrote, you guessed it, 6'7".
What the heck?
That's literally his response to everything, and it's driving me nuts. When I asked him what it meant, he just smirked and said, oh, you wouldn't get it. And she says, he's right, I don't. I Googled it. It has to do with some stupid song or something. I don't even know. Do they all have this brain rot now where normal words are out and nonsense numbers are in? I miss the days when the most annoying things kids said were whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it got me thinking about your kid. I've been listening forever. I remember when he was born. Love the show. Love you guys. And that is Rachel, 6'7", from Highlands Ranch. Yeah, my kid is saying it like crazy. And I don't even know what it means. I didn't even look it up. And I just think it's kind of silly at this point.
They don't even know what it
six,
means.
6'7". Like, I have fun with it now, too, with him. He's like, when's dinner? I'm like, I don't know, 6'7". He was asking me about an old high school teacher I had or something. And he height came in to play. And he's like, well, how tall was he? I was like, 6'7"?
Yeah. No, it's
stupid.
At least yours makes sense. Like, theirs, the way they respond, that's kind of part of its charm, is it's nonsensical. It has no meaning,
yep.
And they're using it to irritate people. It is working.
Yep.
It is working.
6'7". Call us right now. 6'7", 6'7", 6'7". No, phone lines are blowing up right now. You guys are ready to play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Before we get to the phones, what's yours, Katie?
Oh, mine is just annoying because I have to deal with it all the time. It's protein. I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Protein.
I don't want to have to eat it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to eat cottage cheese and things that include it. So protein is making me mad just because of that reason.
Protein is yours?
Protein is my hate it. I don't want to hear protein calculator one more time.
Okay, like, that's pretty good.
I don't like it.
That's the most random one. I would never have thought about protein. What's yours? 303-691-1649. Here is Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Howdy. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing super dupes.
Hey,
thank you so much. Super dupes. What's the word or phrase that drives you nuts?
So when I'm trying to explain, like, me and my buddy did something, I'll be like, me and Bob did so-and-so, and she'll be like, I've met Bob. He isn't that mean. Just correcting my grammar, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
So yours is just generally when your wife fixes your grammar?
Or anyone. I mean, my whole family is like grammar nerds, and I'm like, holy mackerel, guys.
Holy mackerel!
That's funny. You know what's funny, Jimmy? I hate when, like, I'm trying to explain something, and I'll be like, and then they were like, da-da, and then they were like, and then the person stops me in my tracks and says, who's they? Who's they? Like, it's like they're...
Like,
oh, that drives me nuts. So, yeah, anytime someone corrects you mid, like, point, oh, that'll get you going, huh?
Why is that so annoying when people correct your grammar and all that? It's like, just let me talk the way I'm talking.
Exactly.
Just leave me alone. Okay, you're smart. Like, big deal.
Yeah, why do they have to make it a point right in the middle of your statement? Like,
I used to work with somebody like that, Jimmy. I will tell you firsthand, it is incredibly annoying.
It's so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jimmy, I reckon you have a great weekend.
Yes.
You as well. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Toodles. People keep calling and hanging up. Stop it. 303-691.
Yeah, call in and talk to
1649. We got somebody named Liz, Bryce, Jean, and Snow White. What? Hi, Liz.
Really?
Hi.
Hey, yourself. So,
how are you guys this morning?
Well, first of all, we're super dupes.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I know that irritates a lot of people. Just super dupes drives people nuts, and I love it. What's the word or phrase?
I really dislike it when people say I could care less, because it's like, couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are the grammar police.
Yeah.
I could care less.
Probably wouldn't like me.
But that's a specific one. I agree with you. Like, because it doesn't make sense. I could care less. Well, that's not really making a point, is it? Because, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I've slipped up before and said that. I could care less.
But you're wrong. That's what she's saying.
But I always turn around and say, I care very little right now. And honestly, if I try really, really hard, I probably could care even less about this. I probably could care even more.
Yeah. Yours makes sense.
That's when I slip up and then I got to backpedal and explain it. I do really, truly care less, but I really could care even less. See what I did there?
At least you correct it. Exactly. At least you correct it yourself.
Yeah, you got to be quick on your feet for that, though, Liz.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a great weekend. Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
You too. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Later, Gator. Here's Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Hi. What's
How you
the
doing?
Well, we're super dupes. What's the word or phrase that drives you nuts?
It's the bruh, bro.
Oh.
Like, what's up, bro? Oh,
my son does that, too.
I'm your parent. I'm not your bro.
That's what my wife, Nicole, says to our son when he's like, bruh. She's like, I'm your mom, not your bruh.
No, I'm not your bruh. You know, my best friend's kids, because they're like, 11 and 9, and I'll come, they're like, what's up, bruh? And Katie is not your bruh. Same thing. I don't know what. They think they can say it to everybody.
I call you bro sometimes when I come in. Like,
you
in the morning,
do.
I'm like, what up, bro?
Yeah, but you're being funny. Like, when a kid calls an adult bruh, like, there's just a level of what
disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
It's funny.
Exactly. Especially when it's your mother. Like, you can say that probably to your dad with thanks, bro, and everybody. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
what are you talking about right now? Sell that. That's
Gene, I like you. You're funny.
That is good.
You
That's
are
good
funny,
stuff.
Funny lady. Thank you. Thanks, bro. Later, bro. Have a good day, bro.
Have a good weekend, bro.
Bye, bro.
Oh, that's good.
A couple open phone lines, 303-691-1649. Okay, why is your name Snow White on the screen? Is this truly Snow White?
That's what we were known by in Vietnam. We were Green Berets, and we were a sniper team, and we went by Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you're a badass.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I used to be.
Well, yeah, you're a badass.
Yeah.
That's... Wow, got a sniper on the line. All right, Snow White, which feels incredibly awkward. What's the word or phrase that you
I
hate?
I know, isn't that cool? I hate.
Yeah?
No problem. It's no problem. I freaking hate it's no problem.
Yeah.
I'm talking to customer service. My crap's not working. It is a problem.
It is a problem. This is a problem we have. Well, can I tell you, when I like waited tables and I know a lot of like, customer service, like they try and steer you away from saying that because it's almost insinuating that you have a problem.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
isn't it?
So that's why you hear like my pleasure at Chick-fil-A and, absolutely. That's a way you can respond to that instead of. It, not a problem, because you're right.
That's
like,
a good
one. I don't
one.
Like that either, Snow White.
Mr. Snow White, that's a great one. Hey, can you take this guy out with your sniper rifle? Yeah, no problem. No problem.
My grandkids got me a T-shirt last year for Christmas. It says, if Uncle Sam needs me, just call. Yes, I'm older. Yes, I'm slower. Yes, I can still shoot over 1,000 yards.
Still got it, Snow White.
You're beginning to frighten me a little bit.
I know, yeah.
Snow White, we're going to let you go.
Jeremy's
enjoy your weekend.
Afraid.
We appreciate you so much. Say hi to the other seven dwarves.
Yes.
All right. Here's Davina. Hi, Davina.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's the word or phrase that you can't stand?
I cannot stand the word utilize.
Utilize?
Oh. Why not?
Use it in a sentence.
I don't know. I just don't like it. Can you go over there and utilize the items you have? I just don't like that word.
Something about utilize. It's like with me and delicatessen.
Oh,
like there's something about delicatessen that makes me kind of cringy. Just call it the deli.
Yeah.
It's the deli.
It's way too many syllables.
We got to go over to the delicatessen and get some delicatessen meat.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
That doesn't
right?
sound appetizing.
We got to utilize the delicatessen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
man,
Lord.
That's so bad.
My head almost exploded.
Oh, it's stinging. It's burning.
It's too many.
Davina, you're funny. Have a great weekend. Here is Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, Jeremy, Katie, Josh. What is your word or phrase that you can't stand?
I cannot stand when people say frustrated.
Oh, frustrated?
Like they leave out the R.
Yeah. Who says
frustrated?
Like a 5-year-old?
I'm so frustrated.
the worst.
That one is stupid, and I love it.
Funny though.
God, I want to start saying it that way now.
So many people do it. Don't do it.
This is going to backfire, and I'm going to start saying frustrated. You sound like Elmer Fudd for the old school people.
Yeah.
Frustrated.
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 Lindsay,
frustrates me.
Thank you for the laughs. This is why we're doing it. Thank you so
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
See you
Bye,
later.
Lindsay.
Frustrated.
Oh, that's good
stuff. I am so frustrated right now. Hi, Bryce.
Hey there.
Hey there. Hi there.
You guys have done this topic before. I remember somebody called in literally, but the one that I wanted to talk about was actually that 6-7 thing you brought up. It was, It is so incredibly frustrating right now that I'm having to hear that all the time.
Are you a teacher or what?
No, I have a 14-year-old that just loves to say it all the time. So What I've actually decided to do is try my hardest not to make it cool by using it back as much as I can.
6-7
If I can use it back to him as much as I can, he'll think it's not cool anymore and he'll stop saying it.
Oh, that's a good game plan.
Do you know what? Also, you should tell him that you know where it comes from, and then it'll really lose all its power.
My dad knows about
well,
it.
Well, and it comes from a Skilla song, just in case
yeah,
you want to.
Yeah, some goofy
yeah,
song.
It's
yeah.
like it refers to the 67th Street in Philadelphia. In so case now, so now is... you can go and tell him that, and he's going to be like, oh, no.
6-7,
no, my
Dad.
Dad's cool.
Leave me the 6-7 alone.
Yeah.
Bruh.
So frustrated.
Exactly. He every time I ask him what it means, he comes up with some different reason. Some other reason.
Yeah, they don't even know.
Yeah,
they don't even know. They're just all saying it because somebody's saying it and somebody else said it, and so they think it's cool. So, Bryce, right. I feel you, bruh. I feel you. Have a great weekend. See ya. Oh, my
Bye.
Gosh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
How
hi.
Are you folks?
Well, we're super dupes. So tell us about the word or phrase that you hate.
I mean.
Oh,
it's don't you have to say something first in order to explain what you mean?
Yes, don't start your sentence.
When somebody says, good morning, and the response is, I mean, I'm okay. I hate
That's,
it. I hate
that
it.
Is definitely one I make fun of on the show a lot.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I mean, uh-huh. literally.
And they've changed the way that we use it. You're right. It's just they can just respond with, I mean, and draw it out for like five more seconds.
Yes.
Like it's supposed to be their statement. Like, what? No, it's not
it
okay.
It just drives me nuts.
It's going to drive me nuts too.
6-7.
And it's not just. You know, kids, it's adults that do it too.
Oh, I'm guilty.
Or you're watching a TV show or an interview, and it's like, I mean, that's another one.
Jackie's fired up right now. You are fired up.
You got her on one.
I'm going to let you hang up and go calm down. You need to sit down.
All right. I love you, Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Thank you, Jackie.
Have a great day. Jackie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Super dupes. What's the word or phrase that you hate?
I hate when people say irregardless.
Irregardless, yeah.
That is one.
It drives me crazy. And, you know, I think it was a radio show host that, like, popularized it. And I just, it makes me crazy.
Well,
it's not a word, but it now is a word.
It wasn't me, was it?
No. God. It was in a different state. Don't worry.
Okay, I'd walk myself into HR and fire myself if that were.
No. Bruh. Oh, you hate it too.
Yeah, I hate it too. Lindsay, that's a great one. Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right,
you
later.
Too.
All right, what are we at on time? Let's do, we'll do four more. Cassidy, Richard, Mindy, and Sierra. Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
Hi. Word, phrase, hate, you, go.
So what I really get irritated about is when people say the word ideal when they're actually trying to say idea, like that song. I cannot think of the name of it, but she's in the beginning of the song. She says, you have no ideal how much you mean to me or whatever. Says like, it's just when you say ideal and you're trying to say idea, like, why are you letting your tongue just put that L out there?
I have a great
no
ideal. Guys,
yes.
In your all staff meeting, I got a great ideal to raise profits.
Oh, keep it to yourself, bruh.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I have never heard that one before. That one's unique.
Yeah, if I could remember the song name, then I'm sure you know the song, but I can't. It's an older song back from like either the late 90s or early 2000s, I think.
Okay. Well, when you find out what it is, text it back into us later and we can listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that because, yeah, it's the woman in the beginning of the song. And I'm like, oh, I hate listening to that part of the song. I'm like, fast forward.
Isn't it funny how silly you get mad over stuff like that? You're like, right.
Turn that down.
Sierra, thank you so much. That's a good one. We got Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I hate it when people say nice library.
Library.
Wolf.
Wolf. Oh, wait. Is that wolf instead of wolf? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, wolves.
Yeah,
instead of wolves.
Wolves. Yeah.
Like a knife.
The wolf is. Look at that wolf over there. You mean
wolves.
A wolf?
Like no, more wolves.
Wolves.
Like wolves instead of wolves.
WOLFS.
Yes.
Everybody
wolves.
Right now in their car is going wolves.
Who says
wolves.
That? Wolves.
Yeah.
It's like wolves. Look at the deers.
So you got a whole list, Mindy.
Yeah.
Oh, the library one,
and
though.
Also, my super least favorite is just saying.
Listen, guys, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I have a great idea.
The fact that we have an acronym for it now, too. JS. Like, come on. I don't like that either.
I'll give you one more that'll drive you nuts, Mindy. My grandma always used to say window seal instead of window sill.
Window sill.
Ooh, I don't like
that. The window seal. I was like, there's
what's
a.
Wrong with the seal?
Grandma, you don't have a seal in your house.
Where's the window seal? What do you mean it's broken? You know, that's going to. Oh, yeah, that was right.
That's all I think of. Yeah. Mindy, have a great Friday. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we got Richard and Cassidy, and we'll wrap this nonsense up. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hello. All right, what's yours?
I have a couple. So I work in customer service. And I really, really hate when people call me bud.
Oh, like, darn it. I would be guilty of that. I'm like, hey, what's up, bud?
You do buddy a lot.
I do buddy.
My mom does that. Like, when I was a kid, she was like, you need to start paying attention, Richard. Or she would be like, hey, you need to start paying attention, bud.
Yeah.
And now if my wife and I are arguing or something, she uses that purposely.
Yeah.
She's like, listen, really, bud. You're wrong, bud.
No, I'm with you, though, Richard. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my second one, ever since I moved to Colorado, I'm originally from Kentucky, and ever since I moved to Colorado, like, my family, when they're like, oh, use guys, have a great day, or use.
Use.
I don't understand, like, why you have to say use guys or use. I'm like, my cousin texts me, and she's like, use have a great Halloween this year. And I'm like, what is... You're using the word use wrong.
You're like, please don't ever text me again.
I've confronted her. I'm like, why do you? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know.
You've confronted her? You got in her kitchen over this, Richard?
I love it.
Yeah,
the sigh.
Did she put up her hand and be like, whoa, hold on, bud. Hold on.
Oh, man. I'm just walking out. I'm just walking out on that moment.
Well, Richard, thank you for calling, Richard. Have a great weekend, Richard.
It's good talking to you.
Have a great weekend, bud.
Later, bud. It's good. Cassidy, hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hey, really quick, ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
Super dupes. That's just for everybody texting in right now that says, say super dupes one more time. Super dupes, super dupes.
All right, I have a couple. So my first one that I told Josh is the word honey, like the tone, like when it's a word of endearment.
Yeah.
So my problem with it is that I'll get people that'll be saying like honey, and then they'll be trying to prove their point and undermining my intelligence by using honey before whatever they're going to say because they're losing, like, the argument or they're upset with me. And I'm like, I am not your honey. You know, we're never.
It can be derogatory.
God, that would make me just turn bright red. That would piss me off.
It's kind of like, why are you calling me honey? But the other one that kind of came to me is I'm from Minnesota. And I low-key cannot stand how everyone thinks that Minnesotans all say, don't you know? I'm like, and when I tell people that, I'm like, I don't know a single person that actually, like, uses that regularly from Minnesota. Like, in my opinion, I'm like, they're undermining their own intelligence by thinking that all Minnesotans use that term. And I'm like, I've never used it.
That's very eye-opening.
Yeah. Katie's guilty
Katie,
of that.
Do you get that? So Katie's from North Dakota, and we always make fun of the North Dakota,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, sure, you betcha there.
Exactly. I'm sure that Katie can't stand it either.
No, I can't, but it's funny, because like once I moved away from it, I noticed that my mom has a... The tone of her voice, sometimes the inflection, it goes up like that. Like she's, oh, there, Katie Beth. Hey. Oh, how you doing there, yeah, Katie Beth?
Then,
you know, so she
and
does
then the
do
other
it.
Funny thing is, the other thing that I can't stand about it is that everyone got all this information from that movie Fargo, and they're like, what, you haven't seen the movie to know how your people talk? And I'm like, nobody talks like that.
No, that's the...
I haven't heard
like a false advertisement.
Yeah, I haven't heard any sort of accent from you at all.
From
like,
me, but because I've...
Exactly.
Yeah.
The funny story behind that is I picked up a couple of women in my Uber one time who were tipsy, and they were like, you don't sound like you're from Minnesota, is what they told me.
Yeah.
And they were like, did they kick you out? And I'm like, no, they didn't, but I sure wish they had.
Did you give them one star?
You know, no, I did not. It was only like a 2-mile trip, which I'm like, you know, I'm usually a pretty laid back dude, so it was kind of hard.
Yeah.
To think of like what actually does get me peeved, you know, when yeah. I was thinking of calling.
At least they didn't go, thanks for the ride, honey.
Oh, I didn't know. It's not through my ears.
In the accent. Oh, thanks for the ride there, honey.
Don't you know it?
Honey buns.
Oh, there.
Cassidy, we got to bounce. We got to get into a break, but thank you so much for calling, Cassidy. We gotta move on, buddy, but that was a great call, too.
He actually had a little bit of an
he
accent.
He did when
though.
He was
like,
when he was when getting
he
angry,
fired up. I know
he was like,
funny.
I can't understand what they're talking about.
I know when people say like we don't talk like that. Hey, I'm like, no, like they kind of do that. Like there's a little bit of a draw.
Fired up.
A little
you
bit.
Do.
You guys can't thank you enough for all the great calls. We actually had to cut this off because so many people were still calling in. And thank you to all the people texting with the incredibly kind words about Super Dupes.
Oh, yeah.
You all are so kind to me.
Straight to your heart.
Some really, really passionate emails about me and hoping that I continue to say Super Dupes when people call in. Thank you so much, everybody, for texting us.